think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm John Batchelor with John Cochran, senior fellow at the Hoover Institution. He's in Palo Alto, California, where it's a balmy day, as it always is in wonderful California. He's an adjunct scholar at the Cato Institute, author of The Fiscal Theory of the Price Level, and also of an op-ed recently in the Wall Street Journal that flabbergasted me. And I'm glad I can say this to you, John. Never, never have I heard anyone praise the Federal Reserve, especially this Federal Reserve. What did they do right, John?
Well, I'll tell you, it was Christmas, and I've written lots of op-eds critical of the Fed, so I felt, you know, I'd say something nice once in a while. And they have done something which I think is very good. It's kind of under the radar screen, but they get a lot of criticism for it. So reserves are accounts that banks have at the Fed, and that's the money, the most important money in the U.S. Banks use that. For example, if I write you a check, then the banks clear that by transferring reserves at the Fed. The Fed started paying interest on reserves and allowing banks to have enormous amounts of these reserves. They used to have like 10 to 50 billion. Now they have 3,000 billion, just immense quantity of reserves. This was very controversial. Lots of people thought it'll give you hyperinflation. It doesn't. It's worked beautifully. So interest on reserves and lots of reserves are a great system. It's made the financial system much safer because banks that are sitting on reserves at the Fed don't have runs, don't have crises. It has really made the financial system safer, and it's made it work a lot better. So two cheers for the Fed on that one, and I'll be back to criticizing them next month.
Oh, well, no, let's go immediately to where we are in the recovery, if that's a fair use of the term. All these years later, after the COVID, the recovery created conditions, and I'm not certain how to say this next part, of inflation. And at first it was regarded as temporary, then it was regarded as supply chain, and then I lost the last explanation. However, the Federal Reserve, in raising rates these years, has come under extreme pressure from Wall Street and from the real estate market to back off, that they've gone too far. Is that your measure, John?
I don't think so. So a couple of comments. The recovery from COVID was not a standard recession. COVID was like a big snowstorm or like a big rainstorm, which is what we're having in California now. Everyone stays home because it's locked down. You don't want to go out to a restaurant when there's a pandemic on and the restaurant is closed. That kind of thing, when the snowstorm passes, the economy recovers on its own very quickly, which it did this time. But then we got this big inflation. So I'm fortunate in that I just wrote a book called The Fiscal Theory of the Price Level, which I turned in just before the inflation. And it said, basically, don't print up $5 trillion of money and hand it out to people. You'll get a lot of inflation. And I feel like, of course, everybody you interview says, this is exactly my theory proved right. But I'm going to say that. This is exactly how the fiscal theory says things would happen. If the government did print up about $5 trillion of money and hand it out during the pandemic, some for good reasons, some for not reasons, but whatever, that's what they did. If you do that, you're going to get a bout of inflation until you inflate away the outstanding debt. And then the inflation goes away on its own without the Fed having to raise interest rates so high to get a recession. So both inflation coming and inflation going away with only mild stuff from the Fed is exactly what I would say happened. And that's exactly what my very simple fiscal theory says happened. So I feel very good about. Of course, there's all these other stories, and you left out greed and monopoly and the great chicken producer conspiracy and the supply chains and the dog that ate my homework and all the other stuff that people bring up every time inflation comes along. Well, it's real simple. Now, where are we now? Inflation is back down again. The prices are not back down again. It did its job of inflating away the debt. We're in a quiet period. I think we will be for a while in a period with interest rates higher than the zero we got used to for 10 years. And then we wait for the next bad thing to happen. So it's the sunny late September of the business cycle. Things are going well. Recessions don't come on their own. They come when something bad happens. So let's hope that nothing bad happens for a while.
And the solid prediction of recession in 2023 that did not arrive, or if it did, it was extremely secretive, a recession. Has that abated, or are we still at risk for that, John? We have less than a minute.
The story was that the Fed raising interest rates will cause the recession, and we learned that the Fed just raising interest rates on its own is not a big deal for causing a recession. And the rates were never that much higher than inflation. So that shows you don't pay attention to economic forecasts and wait for the next bad thing to happen. And we should all get off the Fed and start worrying about long-run growth and deregulation, because those are the issues that really matter.
John Cochran giving advice to both parties, at the same time saying nice things about the Fed and making me feel that the recession is not imminent, which is I've lived with for a year. Any day now, everything's going to fall apart. Not yet. John Cochran, a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution, Palo Alto, California, adjunct scholar at the Cato Institute, and the author of a new book I look forward to trying to understand, because it could tell me where we are, the fiscal theory of finance. John is in Palo Alto, I'm where it's raining. I'm in New York, where it's sunny. I'm John Mack.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Have a good day. Stay warm.
So my teenage son just went to school in shorts and a hoodie. It's 3 degrees. At least I know he'll be warm in our house, thanks to Atlas Butler. If something goes wrong, they'll fix it within 24 hours. They call it their comfort pledge.
Ah, you do want the coat.
My phone.
Oh, your phone. Should've known.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Get your shopping done right this holiday season with Big Air Columbus. Right now, you can get $100 off Elite Player Passes at Big Air, which is unlimited play all day, any day. Or buy one $25 gift card, get a free pair of holiday grip socks, plus a 1.5 hour pass to use after the new year. Big Air is the perfect gift for the kids in your family. So get your holiday shopping done right with Big Air Columbus. Stop by today inside Fieldhouse USA at the Polaris Mall or online at BigAirUSA.com.